Growth in Grace Begins at Home, February 9. The Lord will give grace and glory, no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. There are many who do not grow in grace because they fail of cultivating home religion. The members of the family are to show that they are in constant possession of a power received from Christ. They are to improve in every habit and practice, thus showing that they keep constantly before them what it means to be a Christian. Those who are Christians in the home will be Christians in the church and in the world. Grace can thrive only in the heart that is being constantly prepared for the precious seeds of truth. The thorns of sin will grow in any soil, they need no cultivation, but grace must be carefully cultivated. The briars and thorns are always ready to spring up, and the work of purification must advance continually. That which will make the character lovely in the home is that which will make it lovely in the heavenly mansions. If you are to be the light of the world, that light is to shine in your home. Here you are to exemplify the Christian graces, to be lovable, patient, kind, yet firm. You need to seek constantly the highest culture of mind and soul. As a humble child of God, learn in the school of Christ, seek constantly to improve your powers, that you may do the most perfect, thorough work at home, by both precept and example. Let the light of heavenly grace irradiate your character, that there may be sunlight in the home. The measure of your Christianity is gauged by the character of your home life. The grace of Christ enables its possessors to make the home a happy place, full of peace and rest.